Hi everyone, this is Scott Lutz. Welcome to another Bible Ring of the Day. Today we're going to be in Genesis 49, 1 through 28. Let's go ahead and read the scripture. Jacob blesses his sons. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, "Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father Israel. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first sign of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power, turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel. For you went up unto your father's bed, unto my couch, and defiled it. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. Cursed be their anger so fierce and their fury so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he couches and lies down. Like a lioness who departs, who dares to rouse him. The scepter will not depart from Judah, and the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. He will tether his donkeys to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun will live by the seashore and become a haven for ships. His border will extend toward Sidon. Issachar is the raw-boned donkey, lying down among the sheep pens. Then when he sees how good it's his resting place, and how pleasant is his land, he will bend his shoulder to the burden and submit to forced labor. Dan will provide justice for his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a snake by the roadside, a viper along the path, that bites the horse's heels, so that its riders tumbles backward. I look for your deliverance, Lord. Gad will be attacked by a band of raiders, but he will attack them at their heels. Asher's food will be rich. He will provide delicacies fit for a king. Naphtali is a doe set free that bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a fruitful vine near a spring, whose branches climb over a wall. With bitterness, archers attack him. They shot at him with hostility, but his bow remains steady. His strong arms stayed limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the skies above, blessings of the deep spring below, blessings of the breast and womb. Your father's blessings are greater than the mountain blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the old age hills. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph and the brow of the prince among his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he devours the prey. In the evening he divides the plunder. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord God, I just lift you up. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for all things. I ask that you be with us. Watch over us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.